We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station. This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio, 869-1240. Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. It's Led Zeppelin week for the music. We'll continue first-round matchups in the World Series of Faceoff here in a little bit with defending champion and overall number one seed Jeff Moore taking on 8-seed Tony Kidd. And that match will come up at about 5:20 or 5:25 today, followed by at 5:40 Kyle Coffey, the number two seed, and Grant Larimore is the seventh seed. Here's what we have for tomorrow. That's bracket B, correct?
Yes.
Jason Ault, a one seed against Andrew Spencer at 8. Brent Rockley, the four seed, takes on Jeff Mitchell, 5. Derek Chilcott at number 3 takes on Gary Crawl, the sixth seed. And then at the last match, Jordan Bodick, the two seed, against Andrew from Mulvane. The seventh seed. How do you get a seventh seed?
Because he's not very good.
Well, that's what I mean. How do you get? Wait a minute. How do you know he's not very good?
Oh, we'll find out. Come on.
So now you're just really taking everybody out.
We're being honest. We're being honest about with people.
So you're now saying that Andrew's can't play this game.
Well, prove me wrong, Andrew. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'm trying to motivate him a little bit.
Wednesday, AJ Bodick against Daniel Covey. Justin Wasmuth against Josh Leach, Jeremy Barber and Chris Davis, and Chris Marker takes on Tom Dixon. And then Thursday, the finals, final first round matchups of the week, Dan Barber and Eric Ardenbright, Joel Ramos against Pastor Mike. I can't wait for that match.
Good one.
Jason Trower and Robert Klinkerman, and Pat Pask against Tom Friedman. So those are the upcoming matchups in the World Series of Faceoff. We've had Andy and Skynyrd have moved on. Andy Bartell and Skynyrd Winegar have already qualified for the second round. All right, we still got a couple weeks before the trade deadline. Teams are still trying to figure out who and what they are to some degree. You played Minnesota over the weekend and lost 2 of 3.
Unfortunate.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I should have won at least 2 of those, but it happens.
So are you going to trade or are you going to buy?
Probably a little bit of both. Probably try to shore up.
Your most marketable trade chips are Trevor Bauer and Brad Hand.
I wouldn't mind seeing them both go. Do you really need Brad Hand to go lose a 5-game playoff series? Or can you shore up elsewhere and maybe become stronger for having traded your closer, who has 2 more years of control left after this? Same with Bauer.
Royals made a move yesterday, sending Homer Bailey to Oakland for a minor leaguer. It'll be interesting to see what the Royals do as the trade deadline approaches. Will they? I read this and I don't get it. Bob Nightingale, who's kind of an irritating follow on Twitter. There's something about the guy. Listen,
a little bit.
I like the kid, but he gets on my nerves. He said Whit Merrifield means too much to the Royals to trade him. What does he mean to the Royals? Let's cut to the chase.
Well, everybody's got to have a player.
Everybody has a player that they love, and Whit Merrifield, we all admire him, and he does great. We love the kid. He's a fantastic player. But what does he mean to the Royals?
He's the only marketable guy that they have.
And what could they get for Whit Merrifield?
Outside of Mondesi, probably. They could get a little bit. But
you don't think Soler's marketable?
No one in Kansas City cares about Jorge Soler. He's not someone the fans go to
see.
He's gonna
crush Moustakas' home run record.
He's going to approach it, if not exceed
it. What do you mean approach it?
He's got,
close.
I think, 25 home runs.
Yeah, so why isn't he marketable? You don't think Hunter Dozier's marketable?
He's in his first year, and I think people like him, but he's not like face of the franchise type guy yet. Whit Merrifield is that guy as far as
But to
players.
Say that he means too much to the Royals to trade him, what kind of nonsense
because
is
you,
that?
Because you can't just say, you can't just tell your fans, hey, these guys you love that are in still pre-arbitration or early and we're not having to pay much and they're good for the city.
That's not what I'm saying.
We're going to trade
them. I'm saying the fact that he means too much. I don't get it.
What would they trade?
The Cardinals right now are in a state where I don't think they're good enough. So if let's say that they were thinking of trading, I'm trying to think of an example that would be somewhat comparable. Matt Carpenter wouldn't because he's having a terrible year. But let's use Matt Carpenter. He means too much to the – come on. This is a
fan
business.
Bases are
we're trying to
different.
Win.
Yeah, but – you wouldn't.
So the Royals are going to go from 15,000 a night to 13,000 a night.
The Royals they've always operated this way. They stick with their guys. They didn't trade Hosmer or Moustakas. Well, they traded Moustakas eventually, but they re-signed him first. They let Hosmer walk as a free agent without trading him. They're going to keep Salvador Perez. They keep their guys. They wouldn't. That's just the way that the Royals operate. You can say you can criticize it, but
well, I am criticizing it.
I don't think it's unfair to say he means too much to the organization. Would the Red
so
Sox
So a guy means too much to the organization.
Would the Red Sox have traded David Ortiz if they had fallen out of contention? No, you have to have some of those guys on your team. You just have to.
Well, no you don't.
Yes you do.
Did the Cubs keep anybody when they rebuilt? Did the Marlins
Did
the Marlins keep Ozuna, Yelich, or Stanton?
No.
Or Real Muto? No. They certainly meant
they
a lot
any,
to that
and
franchise.
Did they draw any fans?
Did they with them?
They drew more than without
they
them.
They did?
No. Yeah. You don't think?
No, I don't
to
think.
To go see the MVP and Stanton and Yelich?
No,
or,
I don't
or Yelich
think.
Two MVPs?
I don't think.
Well,
I think when you're in a rebuilding mode like the Royals are and you have a commodity like Whit Merrifield, who's a very good player, and you could get something back big time for him, I think you trade him. That's what I think.
Well, they drew.
I don't care what the Marlins drew.
Well, I'm trying
That's irrelevant to the discussion.
Not really. That was the discussion.
The Marlins traded everybody.
In 2012,
and who else has torn it down?
Houston.
They traded everybody.
But they kept some guys that mattered.
Yeah, because they had a good farm system.
Jose Altuve, they kept. And they didn't have many guys to keep on their terrible, terrible teams. Did they?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
In 2011.
My point is, Whit Merrifield is a very, very good player who's as marketable and valuable as he'll ever be right now. You got a team that's 40 games under or whatever the Royals are. I don't see how you can say anybody is off the block.
Well, they probably don't think Whit Merrifield is completely off the block. It's probably
Well, that's what Bob Nightingale
probably
said.
Partly
talking about what the Royals told him.
It's probably partly a negotiating tactic and partly they don't really want to trade him.
I wouldn't really want to trade him either, but he's your most valuable commodity.
Right, but they
you can trade Whit Merrifield and get more in return than any other player on your roster except Mondesi, probably.
Well, does Whit Merrifield is he going to be a part of their next winning team? That's what they have to decide.
He'll be when is their next winning team?
He's 30 right now. He'll be 31
and
before
players,
the start of next season.
In this day and age, when a player has a 3 as his first number of age. You don't know what's going to happen.
Does he really have a skill set that's going to decline rapidly, though? He puts the bat on the ball, and he's got a little bit of speed. That may decline as years go by, but as bat to ball, it should be fine for the next 3 to 4 years, I would imagine. He'll
check
still be
out
a good
the guys
hitter.
In there. Check out Paul Goldschmidt this year. Check out Matt Carpenter. They've gotten huge extensions, and they're not the same player.
Well, I can't speak to Paul Goldschmidt.
If I was – and listen, Dayton Moore – has done a fantastic job getting the Royals to a world championship and then another World Series. But I just disagree with the premise that anybody on that team outside of Mondesi, he's the one guy that I would not entertain anybody's trade discussions.
You have to build
for.
A core of your team, though. You can't just hope that you get guys who will become good. If you have relevant, good major league players, you build around them. You don't sell them off to hope that you get a player as good, right?
I disagree. You keep trying to convince me, and I'm not going to agree with you.
Why would you just sell all of your good players? The Royals are never
going to— I didn't say all. I'm having a discussion about Whit Merrifield.
Okay, well,
I told you I wouldn't trade Mondesi.
The Royals have designs on being competitive in the next year or two. So
they do?
I would imagine they drafted a whole bunch of college pitchers. They've got guys moving through their system who they feel good about.
And how many of those college pitchers are going to pan out?
I don't know. But they've called up several guys this year to make their major league debut, and they've given chances to other
young players. So you're saying hold on to Merrifield.
I'm not saying hold on to Merrifield. I'm saying I understand why they are. Because you have to have viable major league players. Unless you're going all in on the tanking thing, which the Royals clearly are not, then you have to have—
What do you mean they're clearly not? They're terrible.
But they haven't decided that they're just going to ship out everybody. They're still hoping to field a competitive team sooner than later.
And what's that team look like?
Probably like—
with a bunch of these young 20s pitchers taking over the rotation. Right now the Royals are 32-62. There are 27 games out of first place, tied with the Tigers.
They're 12-32. There's no question about that.
They're 18-29 at home, 14-33 on the road.
If you combine the future pitching staff of the Detroit Tigers and the future lineup of the Royals, you'd have a potentially good team.
Well, the Royals think their pitching staff's going to be good. That's where they drafted. That's where their minor leaguers. That's where a lot of these people are. Whit Merrifield, my goodness, what a trade chip he'd be. My goodness, what a trade chip he would be at the deadline.
But he's a teams good player already.
Teams would line up to give you young, controllable assets.
He's a young, controllable asset.
What's his contract
status? He's not that young, but what's he, 4 years away from being a free agent?
What's his contract
status?
He's
a free agent after 2023.
Oh, my gosh, you could get a haul for him.
4 more years. Why would you want to trade him?
Because you could get a haul. You could get three. Here's what you could get for Whit Merrifield: a major league ready player right now, a top 10 prospect, and a top 50 prospect.
I doubt it. He's good, but he's not that good.
I'm talking about an organization. You could get a major league ready player, probably a top 5 prospect in somebody's organization, and then probably another top 20.
But he's already good. He's already a viable major leaguer.
I don't understand why you're fighting me on this.
If you're trying
to me, it's obvious. You've got Nicky Lopez, who they still believe in, even though he hasn't done a whole lot. You've got Mondesi. You've got outfielders in your minor leagues that they're high on. I get it that the Royals right now have a talent issue. They don't have a lot of talent, but this is the way to acquire talent. Or the guy they got from Homer Bailey is a guy that could be, from what I read, a real key part of a team at some point. Mm. But he hasn't hit, and he has no power. They hold out some hope that he will, but right now his biggest tool is his speed.
Right, and that's what the Royals do. They get a bunch of speed guys. And some of them turn into good hitters. Whit Merrifield has turned into a good hitter. They should have given him a chance probably sooner. He's a viable major league player, and he's cheap. And
it's Alex Gordon's final year in a contract. Would they look at dealing him to a contender?
Potentially, but why?
What do you mean potentially? Why in the world wouldn't they just—
Because it's Alex Gordon. You don't just trade guys like that.
What are you, Mr. Sentimentality? I'm trying to build a winning team.
And you're not going to get anything for Alex Gordon.
For a stretch run, you could get something for Alex Gordon.
Mm. 35 years old.
Yeah, and he's having a good year.
Prorated portion of his
contract. He's having a decent year. Driven in 56. He's doing okay. You could get a decent prospect for Alex Gordon.
Maybe.
You're not going to re-sign him.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
Of course they will.
Are you kidding me?
Of course they're going to re-sign Alex Gordon.
The Royals are going to re-sign Alex Gordon.
Yes.
You really believe that?
Yes.
100%. You're out of your mind.
Where's he going to go?
Give me the contract that they're going to give Alex Gordon.
2 years, $15 million.
Oh my God!
Why wouldn't they give him that?
I thought you knew baseball.
Why wouldn't they give him that?
He's old. They don't need him. He does not fit into what they're trying to do. He's done. This has not been a good contract with him, even though he's having a decent year this year. The four-year extension they gave him in 2014 was not a good decision.
No.
And now you're talking about giving him two more years.
Why wouldn't they?
Jeff, I just told you.
I don't see why. I don't see the downside of bringing back Alex Gordon.
First of all, the Royals don't need to be paying somebody $15 million to not do much. Secondly, he's at the end. He's had an okay year this year, but there's no way they're bringing back Alex Gordon.
Well, then give him 1 year and $7 million.
He's not coming back for 1 year.
Then he's not going to have a job.
First of all, they're not going to give him a qualifying offer. That would be nonsense.
Of course.
So he's going to become a free agent, and somebody will bring him in, but it won't be the Royals.
I'll bet you $10.
That would be averse to everything they're trying to do.
I'll bet you $10
Alex Gordon, listen, you've never won a bet with me.
Alex Gordon will be a Royal next year.
I'll guarantee you he won't. Here's Kyle. Kyle, you're on the show. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well, my temperature's rising. I can't believe I'm having this debate about Alex Gordon.
I know. That's what I was calling to say. I love Alex Gordon, Royals fan for as long as I can remember, but there should be no way that they sign Alex Gordon next year or, you know, anything after that, after this upcoming year. I think 2020 for them is going to be built on getting the team ready for a possible decent run in 2021 and 2022 and so on and so forth. Alex Gordon, a 36-year-old left fielder, Alex Gordon does not fit into the 2021 teams or 2022 team. He'll go somewhere, contribute, be an outstanding left fielder for, you know, maybe a National League team, bat at the bottom of the order, and be a serviceable bat, but there should be no way that he's in left field for the Royals next year.
Thanks, Kyle. We appreciate the call. 869-40, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. I think you just like to take the opposite view.
I don't see any reason why the Royals wouldn't bring back Alex.
We just told you. Kyle told you.
Because he's older?
There's absolutely no reason. Who do they need
to get at bats in left field next year?
One of their youngsters.
Then why isn't that guy playing this year?
Because they've got Alex Gordon under contract.
And it's a sunk cost. They could have gotten rid of him a long time ago if they really wanted to. They've paid him all of his money for the last 4 years to do very little offensively. He's probably the best defensive left fielder in baseball still. And there's no reason to not bring him back, I would say.
Well, I don't think you could find one Royals fan.
You have to have some veterans.
I know you can raise your voice all you want. I don't think you could find one Royals fan who would agree with you on Alex Gordon playing in Kansas.
Then why'd they sign Billy Hamilton?
It's a one-year deal. They like speed. They needed somebody in center field. Billy Hamilton's not long for this team. He won't be back next year. They're going to go full-fledged youth movement. They don't have many good players.
The Royals are not going to go full-fledged youth movement.
They got Dozier. Dozier will play next year. Mondesi will play next year. Soler will play next year, and Salvador Perez will be back next year. That's four position players that you got locked up. Nicky Lopez is likely to play again next year, although, again, the performance has been a little lacking. And if Merrifield's back, which he probably will be, but I don't think he should be, then obviously Whit Merrifield plays next year. So their lineup looks a lot like their lineup of this year.
Right, their lineup's good.
Which is, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not a good lineup.
It's okay. With Perez back, it'll be okay. And without Billy Hamilton.
That's if Perez still is the Salvador Perez.
He should hit fine. It was his elbow, right? So he should be okay offensively.
Well, we'll see. He's okay offensively.
Right.
What did he hit last year? 220?
He's not a great average hitter.
Ryan O'Hearn has not been nearly as good as advertised. He's been on the shelf a lot. It's just that it's not an easy task to rebuild this Royals team. That's why they need pieces. That's why they need They need to keep infusing this roster with players. And Whit Merrifield, as good as he is, to me, should not be untouchable.
Fair enough.
Let's take a break, Max. When we return, you'll listen to the defending World Series of Faceoff champion, Jeff Moore. He will take on Tony Kidd. That's next on The Drive, Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.